am Nia.
And I'm Sydney.
And welcome to Whole Lotta Baka.
In this episode, we're going to discuss Naruto episodes 189 to 209.
Spoiler alert, we will be discussing the entirety of these episodes, so if you haven't watched yet, feel free to join us again next week when we get back to Tokyo Revengers.
All right, now let the Bakuness begin.
Baka family, we are finally in the home stretch of Naruto.
Yes, finally.
Second to last episode.
I'm ready to get over
the first series of Naruto. Actually, Sydney, did you know that they're releasing four more episodes?
I did, but what are those four episodes about? Is it about the new character? Not the new characters, but like the characters that people chose or what?
No, that's it. Okay. Oh my gosh, there's so much going on. So this year is the 20th anniversary of the Naruto anime. And so they had the contest of which character you wanted to write a new manga off of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for a new manga series.
Whoever
wins that, yeah. These new episodes, they're only going to be four new episodes. And they're supposed to come out sometime at the end of this year. But it's only four, and they're attaching it to this series, so not Shippuden. It's going to be Naruto at this age.
Why?
I really have no idea, because I thought that this story was already over.
Right. Well, like, Sasuke ran away, and y'all basically just did filler for the next whole season.
Right, and then he left to go get training and came back for Shippuden. So unless you're going to be showing us him training with Jiraiya.
I want Shippuden.
I want Shippuden too, because what did Naruto do after the war? We know exactly what Naruto did after the end of this series.
What are you adding for? Like, what could you add in four episodes that would conclude this Naruto?
It was already concluded. Like, it was followed up by a whole different series. We know exactly what Naruto did after this point. What we don't know is what Naruto did after Shippuden. Why would we add more to this? And it better not be more filler episodes. Like, just imagine.
And it better not be like in this Naruto, in this like group of episodes, they have like a top five best fights. I really hope it's not that shit neither. I really hope it's not that shit. Cause like, I was like, okay, like I liked that they did that in the middle of this. Then you're like, oh, top best fights, whatever. Mm-hmm. I like that. But do not sit here and wait this many years.
Please.
To come back and give us another top five.
Right. I mean, that was episode, but they literally only did that episode, I think, because they were changing what day Naruto came out on. That's the only reason why they did that episode.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't see why they would come out with one. I don't even know. I really don't know what to expect. Like, I want to be happy because I love Naruto and it's four new episodes of Naruto.
Uh-huh.
But truly, like, what could these episodes be about?
Yeah, it's just where the episodes are being placed is the problem.
That's the problem. And it's like...
are we supposed to specifically know? Like, is it supposed to be at the end of what happens after Sasuke leaves? Or are these supposed to be episodes that were put in different areas and you're supposed to remember where exactly they're supposed to be? You know what I mean?
I don't know. There hasn't been enough detail.
There really isn't.
Hasn't been enough detail. But back to these episodes of Naruto.
Yes.
These filler arcs. What did you think of them this time around?
I have a lot to say about a lot of things, okay?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, so first, the first little filler part. Why did this bitch need to bash Hinata upside her fucking head with a rock? Do you remember that?
Wait, no. Well, wait. At what part? What happened?
Okay, it was the princess where she was like all snooty and like they were escorting like the princess and like some of her guards and like mm-hmm. some of the common folks of like, I think it was like the Land of Greens.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like upset because she's like, I don't need you guys. Like, I could do it all by myself. And so as Naruto and Choji are out there fighting some dude that can literally move water from the freaking air. They're fighting this person and she's with Hinata and she bashes Hinata upside the head with a rock because she thinks that she could do better than Naruto, Choji, and Hinata are doing.
No way.
Yes! You don't remember that? I I was like, are you freaking kidding me? You
that can't is so funny. Shit. But I will say, every time they go on a mission with Hinata, why does Hinata end up being Luiga's Link?
Right.
She always like, ends up being kidnapped or beaten or held hostage or something. But then she always ends up being the one to like solve the problem in the end.
Right.
Like, what is this? What is this? What's going
on? I can understand Hinata can be annoying, okay? I understand that. But to bash her upside the head, She could have died.
With a rock, too. That's so
with a rock. Extreme. Like, I would have tried to, like, outsmart her and try to get, like, away from her. Like, avoid her.
Not kill her.
But not potentially kill her.
Look, she was fed up. She said, I got places to be.
That's honestly the most important part of that entire I don't care about anything else. Just that part.
That is so funny. Why don't I remember that?
Because I honestly think that the Land of Greens shit was just dumb. Like, I didn't care about anything else.
Yeah.
That was the most thrilling part.
Mm-hmm.
Was her getting hit.
The most thrilling part.
It was. Because I was just so fed up with the princess and how, like, she was acting. And I'm like, just leave her ass.
You know they wouldn't.
I know, but like, you know, I just get so mad that I'm just like, if this was me, this was real life, I would have just left her.
It just bothers me how every time they're in these fillers, like, they struggle so much with these random villains. Like, that's what bothers me the most about these fillers.
The dude with the water, like, he could suffocate, like, he encapsulated Choji in a thing of water with a shark.
Yeah.
I would struggle too with that.
I mean, it was pretty dope, but, like, still.
Because if the shark didn't kill me, me drowning would. It was just a matter of who was going to kill me first.
Which one's going to kill me first?
So I would struggle with that. So I understand that one. But other ones, yeah, I don't get it either.
You know, at first I thought you were talking about the princess arc where Ino has to dress up like the princess because they look alike. But the other princess is fat.
Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that until you just said that. That part. Did she get bashed upside the head too?
No.
Okay, I was going to say. I was like, I don't remember that.
I don't think she got bashed up upside the head. There was so much going on. She was trying to get with that prince who was like fat Elvis.
Right, he was also big. So I'm just like, y'all are like. She's like, oh, that was me back then. I don't want him to see me now. And I'm just like.
Isn't he going to see you now eventually anyway?
Yeah, he's going to eventually see you. Like, Ino can't fill in for you for the rest of your life.
Right.
And the fact like, that was the mission.
Logic behind that one?
It was also the fact that that was the mission in general.
Yes.
That you're like, oh, I wonder. They were like, I wonder why they chose Ino for this. Just like when they were like. I wonder why that we chose Shino for this one, the laughing one.
Mm-hmm.
When they got there, they were like, oh, we see why. I was like, wow. So the whole Tsunade is over here just using people.
I mean, that's their job.
Yeah, but like for that's not that serious. That's not life or death like all the other ones are.
Yeah, I don't think it's always life or death. Like that was probably like an A-rank mission.
You know, I would be upset.
Because, like, they didn't have to do any fighting or anything. Like, it was literally just help the princess get a husband.
I feel Ino.
I feel her, too. I would have been cringing, like, so badly.
Because that's one of, like, the only arcs that we see her, not arcs, I guess, but fillers that we really see her as a part of the team and not just somebody that comes in to rescue the team.
Mm-hmm. And they pimping her out, basically. Like, she's a child.
They're like, we can't really show much of what she can do. So she's got is looks.
Right. She's a child. Can we remember that part?
Right. Like, not like she's 12 or anything.
Like, huh?
It's not like she's 12 or anything.
She's 13.
13. Okay. Still a child.
Literally.
Like, I was 1 year off, but still a child.
Y'all are pimping her out.
I think the other time that she helped with something, which... Again, she only helped probably at the last minute with what her jutsu was. And this is actually my favorite one. Geno, the old man.
Oh, that one was so good.
With the bomber. Yes, that was probably one of the other fillers that like was the best.
Although I did want to add how it was funny when Naruto transformed into the princess instead.
Oh,
I was
they
like,
gotta
dang,
help
they
you
didn't even
know.
really need, you know?
I'm like, you're not helping.
He didn't help at all. But that was the
Without
first,
her
yeah.
even knowing that he was gonna do that.
But I loved the Genmo arc too. That one was the most entertaining arc. I mean, the one with the brothers that were trying to avenge their dad, I guess that was interesting too. Like, it was kind of stupid, but I guess it was interesting too. Like, the actual watching it part. But as far as the whole storyline and everything that went into it, the Genmo one was my favorite.
I agree with that. I there is some things that I feel like when it comes to the fillers, I focus more on the funny, dumb parts. And so like in my head, so this serial bomber has blueprints to the school. You remember that?
Blueprints to everything.
Blueprints to everything. Yeah, blueprints to everything. Why are you still allowing the children to be on campus?
Literally, they're like, that's what I want to know. Like, y'all knew he took, but you know, I don't think they knew he was bombing at first. They knew he had the plans, but they didn't know yet that he had bombs everywhere.
Okay, true. Did they know?
They didn't know until they went to the school to investigate, like, why he had plans,
They
the
didn't know
plans
that
for
he
the school.
had they don't they didn't know that he had bombs on in their city.
They didn't know they had bombs anywhere until they found it in the school.
But he was considered a bomber because she was like, "Oh, she like brought all the students or all the ninja was like, "Hey, there's somebody that, you know, is a serial bomber and he's been
No,
disguising himself as
he
a
was known
carpenter."
as a great, not a serial bomber. He was known as somebody who was great for making traps or something else.
Traps.
Yeah,
Okay.
he was
Okay.
like a specialist in making traps. So
Okay.
I don't think they specifically knew it was going to be bombs or something like that.
Okay, but what else is a trap?
I don't know.
It can escalate to a bomber.
It really could, but I doubt. I mean, the fact I didn't even expect that he had bombs throughout the entire village.
But like him having, okay, so gosh, there's just so much
Yeah, there was a lot.
that just didn't make any freaking sense to me. Like when Naruto had to go fight, they needed Byakugan for something because they like found out something or whatever, right? And they needed Byakugan for to find something that obviously they wouldn't see. And so Naruto goes to Hinata first. And if it wasn't for Sakura's big ass mouth talking, everything that transpired after, or you know, a little bit of what transpired after would have been dealt with a little bit sooner. But because Sakura opened her big mouth and was screaming at Naruto, and he wasn't able to convey his message that he needed Hinata for something like Byakugan, seriously, he ended up going to Neji, and Neji used his Byakugan. Why is it that Neji didn't see all the other bombs, but he only saw the bomb in the school? It wasn't until Hinata came after him and saw all the bombs. What? How?
I don't know. All I can say, maybe he wasn't looking.
But neither was she, though. She was like, let me see something. And just used Byakugan and literally looked at the same spot that Neji did and saw that. She's like, there's another string that leads this way. And they're like, oh my gosh, where does that lead? And she's like, it's leading to another string and another string. And she noticed that. And I'm just like, Neji, you did it. This is why you came second in the clan and became a servant.
Is not why.
Your father was just as useless right now as you are.
Neji is literally the top of the entire clan.
I said right now,
Don't speak down on him like that.
I'm speaking down on him because he was supposed to be top of his clan, but why did you not see that?
I literally wondered the exact same thing. I was like, Neji didn't notice the two strings splitting.
Exactly. Because it's not like the string like was that far away from the original string. So it just did, I was like, what? And then the whole target thing, I'm like, again, if you know that this person has blueprints to the school, why are you letting the students practice? And yes, I know that their quote unquote teacher told them to practice, but right after their quote unquote teacher told them to practice, you told them to evacuate.
And they refused.
And they refuse. And then Choji and freaking Lee are, yeah, hit the target. Yeah. I'm like, what? They shouldn't be here. What are
Literally,
you
I'm like, okay, so I understand they want to listen to their teachers or whatever, but
doing?
y'all
Right.
don't have like a system in place for when all the teachers are gone and the genin left in the village have to evacuate the school?
It's the fact that the students actually stayed in the building.
I know, right?
Like, knowing you and me, we would have been out.
They know better. That's what Naruto and them were saying. They're like, we would have been out too.
I would have been at home. I would have been at Ikuraku Ramen.
Like, I would have been, right. Like, I would have been anywhere else.
But the school, but, just waiting.
Yeah, and then refusing to leave when I'm being told I can leave.
And then not leaving when we're telling you to leave.
Right. Like, wow,
you actually, that whole thing. I thought another moment of Neji's that really upset me was when he was like, whoever, I don't know exactly, but he was like, whoever it was, they must have had some kind of genjutsu to put that thought in the kids' minds. And that was back, that was when they're like, oh yeah, our teacher told us to practice. Mm-hmm. What do you mean some kind of genjutsu? They're children. I could tell a child in anything, they believe me. You don't need a jutsu for that.
That's true, but they are children learning to be ninja.
Right, but you don't
Neji
need...
Neji and Naruto are children too.
But Neji saying that he must have had some genjutsu to put the thought to go practice in these children's heads was dumb. Because you could just tell the children to go practice and they would go
practice.
But maybe
it's because he's like, there's no way these kids would have actually stayed here instead of leaving. Like how we're talking about.
But what you just said.
It must have been genjutsu, because why would these kids still be here when they could have skipped school?
But what you said was that they're kids. They want to be ninjas really bad. So they would practice.
They wouldn't practice there at school.
If there's a target, yeah.
They could have gone anywhere else.
Maybe they think it's cooler to do a target practice in one room with one target. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. That's I can see how that doesn't make sense.
It literally, like, what? I don't understand.
One target, one shared shuriken.
With what, 8 kids?
Literally.
Doesn't make any sense. So yeah, that filler was really good. Mm-hmm. And to find out that he was like dying and that these traps were set 30 years ago because of some little ass war.
I was like, y'all, none of y'all noticed in 30 years.
Nobody.
Not a single person with a Byakugan once saw a paper bomb behind a wall.
Don't they do maintenance on the mountain?
On the mountain, yeah. And it never blew up.
There were bombs in and on the mountain.
Because listen, now that you think of, I just thought of a plot hole. Okay. Now that you think about it, there's no way that they could have done that in 30 years. Because in 30 years, that was before the fourth Hokage became the fourth Hokage, which means that 30 years ago, his face was not yet on the stone carving, which means that once they went up there to carve the stone carving, all of those paper bombs would have exploded. Because Naruto's only 13, and 13 years ago is when his dad, was when the fourth Hokage died.
Mm-hmm.
So
were the paper bombs in that one though?
In what one?
In the fourth.
Even if it wasn't inside that one, if they would have altered the mountain at all, I mean, you have to do full on construction on a mountain.
Right.
So if there were paper bombs in that bitch, it would have exploded.
There were paper bombs in that bitch.
It would have been exploded because they were talking about how sensitive it was just from what they were doing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, literally, like, it was dumb already to me, the paper bombs, but it's like, but the reconstruction, we're literally the reconstruction, whether, you know, you figured out this plot hole or not, it made no sense. They do regular construction. Naruto was just fucking up there with Anba.
Mm-hmm.
Just up there with him. A whole, like, 10 episodes ago.
Yeah.
What?
Naruto be up there regularly.
On them.
Naruto be up there regularly. He never accidentally stepped on a paper bomb.
Like, I understand that some of them, yeah, were probably camouflage, but still, you're a ninja. You're supposed to be good at, like, detecting, like, something ain't right here.
Right.
Type shit. You might not see it, but you feel it. You have a
feeling. Maybe it was hard for them to detect because they were already born and raised in a village completely covered in paper bombs.
True, but what about all the other people that, like, went up to that mountain that weren't?
Like, who?
Like those bombs were planted. Some of those bombs were planted 30 years ago.
Yeah, which means like even Kakashi wasn't born yet.
Okay, all the I'm talking about the ninjas that we don't know about from years ago.
I know, right? I mean, it makes no sense. I don't know how the Hokage didn't notice this.
Exactly. At some point, somebody had to be a ninja that wasn't born and raised in the village with the bombs already there.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't detect that.
That was just crazy.
And then it was sad where he was like, I'm dying. So like, I'm like, okay, you're dying, but you're going out with a bang like this?
What's even crazier is not only do y'all got people with Byakugans, like in the last 30 years, y'all had a whole Uchiha clan. None of them saw nothing. I'm sorry. I'm literally just stuck there. Y'all are known for your visual jutsus.
And y'all couldn't find paper.
In your own house.
Right. They're like, it's bombs everywhere. I'm like, how did these, how?
Like, no one was training and, like, saw a bomb? Like,
stumbled upon one and detonated it?
Right, like, on a convenience store of all places? Like, no one noticed this? Like, randomly within the 30 years? That's really crazy to me.
I don't know, bro.
That's really crazy to me.
I just love how we're bashing one of our favorite fillers in this.
I know, right?
We're just straight bashing because
it just goes to show that they just be writing whatever for these fillers.
Right. I mean, it's still in, like, you could write whatever and it'd be interesting, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I still enjoyed it. But, like, mm-hmm. when you really think about it in the actual storyline of the show, it doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
And then the Leaf Village just annihilated this whole other village.
Oh, yeah. The whole backstory of why he started this. The
Leaf Village over here committed genocide.
I don't think I really grasped the understanding. So he was the father of somebody who died, or?
Yeah. Okay, so he was also in the war. Like, it was 30 years ago. So he was in the war. They were fighting against the Leaf.
Mm.
Like, it was a fierce battle on both sides, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The Leaf did an operation against them. What did they say they were? The land of mountain or something like that?
I don't know.
But the land Leaf... really the Leaf know. Did like an offensive against them,
mm-hmm.
in which his son died.
Okay.
And then he said that the Leaf got rid of their entire village.
Okay.
So they committed genocide.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. For some reason, it just seemed like it was a little bit more convoluted than that.
I mean, that's just the gist.
Okay. I was going to say, they might have made it convoluted, to be honest.
It definitely was more convoluted.
And you just simplified it for me. Just
what happened.
Thank you for simplifying it for me, because I couldn't remember. I was like, who is he? Is he the son of a person that died, or is he the father of somebody who died?
He's
like,
the father. And then Naruto reminded him of his son.
Is it his grandson?
Oh, right. Of his grandson. You're right.
Okay.
You're right. No.
I thought it was his grandson.
He told Naruto it was his grandson, but in reality, it was his son.
Oh, maybe that's why I was really confused.
Yeah. Naruto that.
With Naruto being like, oh man, why? I'm like, Naruto, old people can be bad too.
Naruto gets too attached to people.
He does.
Like, in all these fillers, he's like, they would never do that. I'm like, you met them 2 days ago. How do you know they would never do that?
Sometimes he's right, but, like, sometimes he's not. And so, you know.
I mean, he was right in this sense. Like, Genmo ended up not really wanting to kill them. Like, he was just trying to play a game or whatever. I don't know.
But it was too real.
Yeah.
For it to be a game. And it was really annoying. I'm like,
honestly, it was still straight up, like, terrorism.
Right.
Like, for it to be a game or whatever. It was straight terrorism. Like, there are bombs all over this village.
Like, they didn't do anything, but dang, still. You couldn't
all
have.
All those did. You very well could have.
But here's the, you had the blueprints. If you really was, like, why? The act of terror, why? On your deathbed? I just don't understand why you're
honestly,
doing all that
I can
work.
Understand if it was the last, if he wanted to do his last act against the Leaf before he died. I can understand that because they straight up annihilated all his people. So
to go through all of that and then not do it.
And then be like, oh, it was just a game.
Right. That doesn't, that's dumb.
I was like, y'all should have just had it where he was evil. Like, why did you have to, you know, make it a sob story where we have to feel bad for him?
Like, you could still make it a sob story. You just have him try to kill the leaf.
Yeah. But of course, it had to be where old Naruto changed this person.
And everybody learns a lesson.
Like, Naruto literally didn't do anything but eat ramen.
And back to the Ino thing, this is where she uses her one jutsu to help, but it doesn't help. Literally, I started this whole filler part of this episode just to bring it back to Ino and her.
What did she try to do again?
I don't remember what the name of her jutsu is called, but she
mind transfer jutsu
on him, on the old guy, on Genmo. And
and then she realized that his body was dying.
Yeah, that's okay. How we find out. Mm-hmm. So I guess she did help. Never mind.
Yeah,
she did help.
She tried. This is like, I guess
all you had to say though, that I'm dying, and I want friends.
Right, like it didn't even have to be all this. Like, you was like, already working as a contractor, eating with Naruto every day, and then you just randomly decide to do all this. All right,
like Naruto could have just dressed up as your Black son. Ops.
I'm gonna randomly drop all these plans in the air. Like, what?
Naruto could have just easily dressed up as his son if that's what he wanted,
or he could have just continued eating ramen with him every day until he died
and acted like it was his son or something. Right. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either, girl.
Anyway.
But I did enjoy this arc.
Yes. I didn't really enjoy Kuranai's, though.
No, I wasn't even going to talk about hers next. I was going to talk about the one with Guy and Lee next.
Oh.
When they're trying to kill Guy.
Yeah. I liked, the only part that I really, really enjoyed was, like, of that one, is when they did the Morse code, like, Lee and Guy were fighting each other, and they're like, oh my god, this fighting style is like Lee's. Oh my gosh, this fighting style is like Guy Sensei's. And then they find out that it is each other.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of the whole arc.
Yeah, that was about it.
The rest of it was pretty stupid, but that part I was like, oh yeah, this is good. To be honest with you, I really like that the fillers, like, so for example, you notice we've barely seen people like Kakashi or Jiraiya, and like those people that we normally see, mm-hmm. like during canon episodes, and we've seen a lot of Guy Sensei.
Yeah.
And a lot of like, well, just him mostly. Like, we did see Kuranai, but really, who cares about Kuranai? But, really. You know, we've seen a lot of Guy Sensei, and I love that because I love Lee and I love Guy Sensei, and they do them so dirty, like in the actual canon episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, they should have so much more screen time in the actual canon episodes besides Lee's broken leg.
Right. I appreciate
that we get to see them so much in these fillers.
I was a little sad though a little upset at Lee specifically, because when he realized that his like chakra networks weren't like in line perfectly like they were before or whatever it was, and then that other ninja comes in and mm-hmm. they like assign this ninja to Guy Sensei or something like that. And this ninja is like, oh, let's go train here. And like Lee thinks that Guy is replacing him. And I'm like, mm-hmm. do you not know that like this man is obsessed with you? He would never. I want to slap.
I don't understand why he felt that way, because he was like intimidated by the fact that this guy is a genius. But you're literally on the same team as Neji.
Right.
And Neji is literally the number one genin in the entire village.
And he still doesn't even show enough. He doesn't even show himself to Neji like he does to you.
Exactly. So why are you suddenly so intimidated by this dude?
And it was also really sad because like the entire time Guy's like, oh my gosh, Lee would love this. And like,
I know.
He's saying that the entire time. And like, of course, Lee's not there to hear that. Mm-hmm. And so he just sees what he sees and he thinks that Guy is replacing him. And I'm like, no. If Guy did not want you around, he would change his entire look so you didn't look like him.
Well, Lee's the one who copied Guy's look.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he can't force Lee to stop doing it, so he would just then continue to change his own look away from what Lee is copying him.
Lee would just copy that too.
Yeah, right. And he would just keep going. I guess. I don't know.
But yeah, the only part I liked about this arc is the fact that I just love Guy and Lee, so...
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they're on the screen, I'm happy.
So unfortunately,
Back to Kuranai.
Back to Okay, one thing that's not Kuranai related about this arc is that when Naruto goes to meet the painting girl, right? He gets stuck with one tranquilizer. You would think that since he's got the nine-tailed fox in him, that that wouldn't work. One would think that
One would definitely think that.
he got a whole beast in his body and one tranquilizer takes him out.
Naruto's basically immortal because he always gets injured, and then the next day his body is perfectly fine because, the Nine-Tailed Fox heals him. So you're right. It's like, so he can break every bone in his body and be fine overnight, but he still is affected by poisons.
Right. Like I would think that it would still affect him, but like
Not be
it would
enough to
take
put him
more.
down.
It would take more.
Right, like he would need like five.
Right. Or that like because he got shot with it, that the nine-tailed fox would like show his presence, maybe not like in the physical form, but like it would cut to like the fox in his head being like, "What the fuck is that?" Like, and being mad about it, and then like it just not affecting him because the nine-tailed fox is not a little bitch and would not let a tranquilizer take him down or Naruto down because they are the same person, basically. So that part, I was like, "Are you kidding me?" I'm like, "Y'all make Naruto like stop making Naruto like that."
That's what I'm saying. That's what frustrates me about these fillers. Like, they dull his power down so much in these fillers. And I'm just like, why? Like, you already shown us, like, at this point, we're almost at the end of the show. So we already know what Naruto is capable of doing from the canon, just from he's done and from canon episodes. Why in the filler is he struggling to fight these villains? He has to rely on the Nine-Tails Fox more often, but in stupid ways where it doesn't even work how it normally works. It's like it barely even helps him.
I
You know what I mean? Like,
don't.
I just don't understand why they've dulled him down so much for the fillers. Like, he could still be a badass in the fillers.
Right. Like,
I don't see why it was necessary to like dull him down.
and maybe it's because of the fact that it is filler, and that's why they did it. Because it's like, okay, this is not important, so there's no point of it as this like doing all that work
I
for a
guess
filler that has
maybe
nothing to do
it's
with like the
at the
actual
same
show.
level of strength, like not surpassing what we've seen in canon, but at least the same level.
I wouldn't say same level that what he's shown, because he's shown a really good level in the actual,
Well, that's what
but
he's
like.
capable of.
Right, but I'm saying because they're fillers, they're like we don't want to sit here and have Naruto get to the same level as he does in the actual canon episodes, but they could do a little bit of something.
Yeah, well, now he just looks weak.
Right. I was gonna say I don't think that they should do it as hard as he's done it in the canons, but a little bit of something.
As to just being real, like he's been doing so many missions with like Kiba and Shino and Hinata when really he has not needed to. And
Right.
he'll be struggling even though he has them.
And they're using their full powers. They're using Fang over Fang and shit like
Right.
that. He doesn't get to
Shino's
use
using all the
anything.
bugs and they're still struggling when Naruto should have straight up been able to handle the whole thing by himself.
And they're all like, and then like Naruto's like, I want to use my Rasengan, but like he really doesn't ever get to use it because then
No,
everybody
it'll
else does
fuck up
things.
somehow. Like every time he tries to use it, it fucks up. I'm like, what's going on?
You've done it perfectly before.
Every other time you've used it perfectly, and now suddenly you trip over your foot. I mean, I don't understand. You accidentally hit something else. Like, what is going on?
I mean, the tripping over the foot thing, like, I could definitely see Naruto doing that, but not every single time his shit fails.
No, that's it. He does every single time he tries a Rasengan in these
Canon.
fillers, it does not work.
Oh,
Yet it's supposed to be, they went on and on talking about how great of a jutsu it was and how the fourth Hokage is the one who invented it and all that just for it to look like some meaningless jutsu in the fillers.
and he mas he it took him 4 years to master it, but it took Naruto months.
Right, like why is Fang over Fang on the same level as a Rasengan in these fillers? Please someone help me understand.
In the comments.
Why is suddenly Kiba on the same level as Naruto? That's all I want to know. Y'all know I'm not a huge fan of Kiba.
I don't know, bro. I really don't.
But it's not even about that. It's about we already saw what they were capable of when they went to go after Sasuke. Kiba was struggling.
But all of
Now
a sudden, now
suddenly,
he's
right.
superior.
Now suddenly Naruto relies on him for help.
And even in these last couple of episodes that like I was watching, at some point Kiba's like, "Oh, I'm here to help you,"
Because you
because
need it.
the Hokage thinks that you're gonna need it. And I'm
Yeah,
like, "What the fuck?"
he goes, he's like, knowing you will. I'm like,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah, that.
I was literally like, what?
I was like, you got some nerve. I'm surprised
Some
Naruto
fucking
didn't deck
nerve,
you.
Kiba. Some fucking nerve. Like, it's one thing, like, for me, I'm not bothered at all when Naruto goes with Lee and Neji. That doesn't bother me because, like we already said, Neji's the number one genin. Lee is a fucking beast. Tenten's worthless, but you know, she's just there.
It's the I
But
feel like she's
when
the
he
worst
goes with
backup.
Kiba and them, that frustrates. I mean, not that he can't go with them, but it's just the fact that every time he does go with them, he is almost rendered useless every single time. And I'm like, there's no way you would rely this much on Kiba and Shino.
On any other given situation. Like now,
When
if
you
you
were
were fighting
fighting Naruto
Sasuke,
Uzumaki, like what?
Kiba couldn't do nothing. So you wouldn't be relying on Kiba then. Why are you relying on him now?
Exactly. That's what frustrates me about it. It's like suddenly he's weaker than Kiba. So that's why I just don't understand why they've dulled his power level down when he's already shown us that he's basically surpassed everyone else. Like, yes, Neji's the number one genin in the village, but like we've seen Neji, I mean, he beat Neji in the freaking Chunin exams. And Kiba. Now suddenly he relies on them for help.
I mean, I would say that Kiba is on higher level than, or Neji is on a higher level than Kiba.
No, 100%.
So I could
100%.
see him relying on Neji
Right.
for,
I'm not going to complain about Neji, but
yeah.
I only brought that up just because of the fact that he did, in fact, already beat the number one genin. So that's the only reason why I'm bringing that up. I have no problem with him working with Neji, though. All of those episodes have been pretty realistic.
Cause the yeah, I was gonna say cause. The damage that Kiba can do, Naruto can. What Neji can do, Naruto can't.
Right.
Byakugan specifically, and like the whole like trigrams, whatever
Right.
it's
In fact,
called.
he's a genius. Like, he's able to really sit in, like, he's almost like Shikamaru, where he
Yeah,
can record.
I was literally just about to make a comparison and be like, bro, he should be like with Shikamaru, low-key.
Right. Like, really, Neji should also be a Chunin.
Yes,
If
exactly.
it wasn't for the fact that Naruto beat him, I feel like he would have been.
It doesn't
I think
matter.
that's the only thing that kept him from being a Chunin,
I
honestly.
honestly don't think that that should matter because Neji has shown himself. Like Naruto, I can understand why he hasn't because he doesn't show the leadership role.
Yeah.
But Neji and Shikamaru do. And
Yeah.
so I feel like Neji should be,
He should have for sure.
regardless if he won or not.
Yeah, he should have for sure. But either way, this stupid arc, Kuro and I,
Back to Kurenai, yeah.
we got so distracted. She's literally being such a bitch. Like,
Really? You think she's being a bitch?
she couldn't have just said her reasoning for leaving the freaking group.
Okay, that part. Okay, yes, I will say
She
that
literally was
part.
treating her own students like they were trash.
That part, yes, I will say that. I thought you meant like the entire time. I
No,
thought
the
at some
part, like the
point.
way she was treating t Squad 8, like Hinata and them, that was fucked up. Like, she could have
Yes.
just been honest.
She was being a bitch then, and then at some point, I think she's being too much of a pussy.
And honestly, not even like a bitch. Like, she could have, and not even honest. Like, I understand you have a mission from the third Hokage that you can't talk about, but can't you literally just say that? You're all ninjas.
Or just like if you don't want to
You could have
say that,
told them, guys, I love y'all. This isn't because of you, but I was given a mission that I can't tell y'all about by the third Hokage, and I have no choice but to leave. That's all you had to
I
say.
wouldn't even need to have said that. All of that, I would have just been like, I have a mission to do, and I cannot be fully be here with you guys, but it's not because of y'all.
True.
Like I
She
wouldn't even need,
said
you wouldn't even need to
that too.
say that it's for the whole third Hokage and I can't tell y'all about it. If I tell you there's a mission and I'm clearly higher than you, if I don't tell you what it's about or that I can't tell you that it's what it's about, just that. I have a
Literally,
mission, a
it's
serious
all you have
mission.
to say. There's so many times when Kakashi or Guy has to leave their team to go on their own missions. Like, she easily could have said that instead of making them feel like, you know, she was being a bitch about it. She was like, I'm done. I'm never coming back. Blah, 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 blah. You're gonna have to deal with it yourselves. I'm like,
Maybe she thought that there was a point in time where like something was going to happen to her, and so that she needed to, like, basically pull a Takemichi from Tokyo Revengers, where she just needed it to be way more serious than it actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, like, to save their, like, feelings, I guess, or not save their feelings, but, you know, just to disassociate herself with them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe?
She could have just left.
Right.
She could have. That's literally what Gai and Kakashi do. They just leave. Naruto and them won't even know that they're freaking gone until they're looking for them. And they're like, oh, Kakashi left the village on a mission.
A whole Gojo going on.
Literally. Like, she did not have to go through all that.
And then the whole mission itself, where it's like they were supposed to, Kurenai was supposed to, like, I think it was Kurenai that was supposed to, like, seal her, like, genjutsu and, like, the whole, like, demon thing that was inside of her. What I thought was so annoying was, like, at the end when she, like, was like, oh my gosh, I'm remembering, like, it wasn't that, like, you know, somebody else murdered my family. It was basically her that did it. And Kurenai is going to sit here and say that the thing that lives within her is separate from her when she was the one that conjured it. Like, it came out of her mouth. And mm-hmm. they even explained to us that the thing that's inside of her was a manifestation of her emotions, right, or whatever.
Right, of herself, her subconscious.
Yes, her subconscious. So it's like, Kurenai, shut the fuck up. You're not making it any better by lying to the girl. Just say, mm-hmm. yes, you were the one that did it, but we are here to help you.
I just don't understand Kurenai. I mean, I guess I understand her. I just hate the way they wrote her character, to be honest with you.
I hate the way that she just went about everything. I will say,
literally about everything, from the point that the Hokage gave her this mission to now.
Yes. Like, it just all screamed shady for no reason.
Literally. Like, why are you going about it like this?
I don't. I will say, Kurenai's jutsu was terrifying.
No, her jutsu's dope.
It's terrifying looking to me. I mean, it's cool, but it just see it, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is going on?
It's pretty dope. But what's funny was when she tried to use it against Itachi. That shit was funny.
You thought, like, that you were gonna do anything?
You were gonna out genjutsu Itachi. But okay. Yeah, because they're apparently talking about how she's the greatest person with genjutsu now, since there are obviously no Uchihas left.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand why she couldn't be honest with the girl, because she was put under her care.
Right.
So for her to just strip her power and to do all of this stuff without really communicating with her is so fucked up. And I sympathize with the girl, really. Like, I totally understand where she's coming from. Like, I would want to kill all of them too.
If I didn't know the actual truth.
I'm over here thinking y'all killed my parents. You performing this jutsu on me that I can't use my powers anymore. And I don't even know what the fuck's going on. Like, I'm just some captive.
And it's because of the fact that Kurenai basically treated her like her mistress's child, or her mistress,
literally,
that she acted like this, that she felt like this.
Why does she have to be held away from the whole village under protection of Anbu Black Ops?
Like, I could understand, like, her genjutsu was fire, though. The fact that she could just paint something and do and not leave her house without, you know, and kill anybody that she wanted, that was cool. But, like, if you had nurtured her from when her parents died, and like, actually cared about her, other than the whole, you know, captivity with the Anbu Black Ops,
mm-hmm.
she would have turned out so different. But she sat there in hold up in this mansion, you know, wallowing.
Literally.
In her parents' passing, and the fact that nobody wants to be around her or can be around her.
And that she was left in the care of this heartless psychopath.
Exactly. It's like, you,
like, from her point of view,
you did it to yourself. Y'all did it to yourself.
And now you want to be all dramatic about it.
Exactly. I didn't like this at all.
Yeah.
And then
her own clan trying to kill her too.
Right. I'm like, this is all kinds of fucked up. This is all types of fucked up. It's everywhere.
Like, damn.
And then the very last.
Oh, this was the one. I think this was the arc where they were talking about her power. Like, I think her clan was trying to tell Naruto about her power and how she killed him. And she's like, she would never do that. And I'm like, Naruto, you've never even held a conversation with her.
Oh.
Like, you have yet to speak to this girl.
Like, how would you know that?
Are you so confident in what she would or would not do?
It's because they both have a monster inside them, Neo. Duh.
He can relate.
He can relate. I mean, he can, but like at the same time, not everybody is like you, Naruto.
Literally,
Not everybody sees the good in everything.
some people just want to see the world burn.
Right? And let them see that world burn, okay? And this last arc, also, this one really made me mad because of how homeboy was acting towards them. I'm like,
Yes.
bro,
Honestly,
honestly.
I knew the whole time that he was the one that made it just by the way he was acting.
Yeah, I figured that. But like, I don't think like I remembered that he was the national treasure himself. Because he
Yeah,
was.
no, I didn't think that either. But being that he is the artist that made it, that makes sense because he could easily just make another one.
Yeah, it does make sense after seeing it, after noticing or realizing that he is, but like I would have never thought that he himself was national treasure and not the art work. But I just didn't like the way that he was treating them. I'm like, these are like you, it's like when you go to a restaurant, you are nice to your waiter or waitress because they can easily spit in your food. They
Exactly.
can
While you're not
all,
looking,
and for this, they could easily let you
let
just
you die
die.
easily. Like when he was literally falling to his death, like you better be happy that Kiba and Naruto are not heartless children like Gaara, who would have just let you fall to your death.
No, it wouldn't even be fall. Gar would have crushed you.
Gar would have pushed you off the ledge.
Right. He would have done the most cruelest thing to you.
Like the moment you opened your mouth to say something disrespectful
It
to
would be sand coffin. Huh. There would be no argument. There would be no second chance.
literally.
And every single time something happened and like they saved him and they got mad at him, he's like, sorry, 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 I'm really
Yeah.
sorry. I'm like, no, you're not. Because if you were, you wouldn't have done it 2, 3, 7, 11 times. Get the fuck out of my face. I would have let his ass die.
I wouldn't have let him die, but you know.
I would have let him get hurt then. So he understands that your life is in my hands.
My hand, sir. And he's all like, aren't y'all supposed to die? These are children.
You're not supposed to die. You're supposed to risk your life, but you're not supposed
That
to
doesn't
die.
mean they're supposed to want death.
Death, come take me. Because if I just wanted death, I could have just done that myself. I
These
could have
are
gotten blown up with
children.
Genmo.
Literally, that just.
Like,
Like, why not just kill yourself? Like,
exactly.
or what's the point of even, like, this logic makes no sense.
I would have thrown that shuriken right at that target and blown up everything if I really wanted to die. So come on now. No, let's not do that. Let's not act like that. But yeah. So we did like this. Okay, I liked this episode that we're doing right now because we got to bash on things and it was
Oh
funny.
yeah. I was not, I enjoyed the Genmo arc. I liked seeing Lee and Guy. The other arcs were silly. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I can make
I'm
them
not bothered
entertaining on
by
my
the
own.
silly Naruto episodes. I think they're cute. Like, I gotta understand that this is a show for like teenage boys.
Yeah.
Or like preteen boys, actually, like the same age that Naruto is. So given that, these episodes are actually really good. You know what I mean? Like, it's
Yeah.
not written for our target audience. So, overall, I guess I really have no complaints. I mean, I love Naruto.
Yeah.
I have no complaints.
This is our second to last episode, just me
I
and
was about to
you.
say the next episode is our last one. And guys, I know we've said that, we're going to take a break, but I already really want to talk about Shippuden.
No, I need a break.
I already am dying to watch it. Like, even though I've seen it a million times, I'm like, I'm just ready to move on to Shippuden.
I'm ready to talk about other things because there's been a lot of things that have been
Yeah, I
coming
am
out.
too. I am too, but I'm just excited to get back to shipping it, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I would
Okay.
have preferred to just start with shipping it, but obviously you can't. I would have just
Oh yeah.
honestly preferred to start with shipping it, but
Yeah, I know.
you can't do that. We can't do that. So.
Right, but I'm just excited to get there because for me, that's when Naruto starts getting emotional. Like, the only time I get really emotional in this series was when Lee broke his, or when Gaara broke Lee's legs.
Oh my gosh.
That was really the only time. Whereas in Shippuden, just about every other arc, my heart is broken.
We're going to be talking about it, so just make sure you get your tissues.
Get your tissues. Get ready.
A cuddle buddy.
We're almost there.
We're almost there. We're almost at the finish line.
But until then, we'll see you till next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a wrap on this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed our talk on Naruto episodes 189 to 209, and we hope you come back next Wednesday. Next episode, we're going to be discussing Tokyo Avengers 7 through 8.
Don't forget to connect with us at bakahanasu@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and of course this podcast at Whole Lot of Baka. Info in the show notes below, and don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!